This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news, under arrest, Republican Congressman George Santos of New York, arrested on federal criminal charges this morning ahead of an expected court appearance. Among other things, the indictment says Santos induced supporters to donate to a company under false pretenses that the money would be used to support his campaign. Instead, it says, he used it for personal expenses, including luxury designer clothes and to pay off his credit cards. The AP's Donna Warder.
Santos has admitted lying about having Jewish ancestry, a Wall Street background, college degrees, and a history as a star volleyball player. But serious questions about his finances have also surfaced, including the source of what he claimed was a quickly amassed fortune despite recent financial problems. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump will return to CNN's airwaves tonight, joining the network for a two-hour town hall event in early voting New Hampshire. This comes a day after a civil jury found him liable for sexually assaulting an advice columnist nearly three decades ago. He denies those charges. We don't have to tell you this. Prices are rising. New numbers just in. The AP's Julie Walker.
After months of decline, prices rose 0.4% from March to April. Compared with a year earlier, prices climbed 4.9%, down just slightly from March's year-over-year increase. The nation's inflation rate has steadily cooled since peaking at 9.1% last June, but remains far above the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate.
Tomorrow, the U.S. will begin denying asylum to migrants who show up at the U.S.-Mexico border without first applying online or seeking protection in the country they pass through. This is AP News. The AP's Ben Thomas now with a new development in Washington State.
Washington State has new protections for transgender children. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed a law to protect minors seeking gender-affirming care from the intervention of estranged parents. Licensed shelters and host homes in Washington had generally been required to notify parents within 72 hours when a minor came into their care. Under the new law, facilities can instead contact the State Department of Children, Youth, and Families. It's part of a wave of legislation in Democratic-led states intended to provide refuge amid a conservative movement in which lawmakers in other states have attacked trans rights and limited or banned gender-affirming care for minors. I'm Ben Thomas.
Gas is $3.53 a gallon this morning. A week ago, it was $3.58, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.